This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. The Supreme Court's Brown v. Board of Education decision thrust Topeka, Kansas into the national spotlight. Angry that their children couldn't attend all-white public schools, a group of African-American parents filed a lawsuit that led to school desegregation orders 50 years ago. On yesterday's anniversary, the spotlight returned to Kansas as President Bush and his Democratic challenger John Kerry both made appearances. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Old-timers in Topeka agree that the town has never seen anything like it. Streets were closed, police cordons and motorcades were everywhere. It was such an important occasion that it spawned two high-level events. President Bush presided over the official dedication of the new Brown v. Board of Education National Historic Site. But earlier in the day, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry was the guest of Kansas's Democratic Governor Kathleen Sebelius at a proclamation ceremony on the steps of the state capitol. It wasn't exactly a campaign rally, but nearly everyone on stage happened to be a Democrat. 82-year-old Philip George, who made the hour drive to Topeka from Lebo, Kansas, said the event put him in mind of a political gathering more than 60 years ago.
First time I stood in this spot was in 1932, when I was 11 years old, about the size of these boys. FDR came even before he was president.
He was campaigning?
Yeah. He and Jack Garner, his vice president, they were both here.
Franklin D. Roosevelt carried Kansas in that election and again in 1936. Lyndon Johnson was the only other Democrat since to carry the state in a presidential election. In his speech at the state capitol, John Kerry stayed away from politics and mostly talked about the progress the country has made in the 50 years since Brown v. Board of Education. But although he didn't mention him by name, he did manage a few swipes at President Bush.
We should not delude ourselves into thinking for an instant that because Brown represents the law, we have achieved our goal, that the work of Brown is done, when there are those who still seek, in different ways, to see it undone, to roll back affirmative action, to restrict equal rights, to undermine the promise of our Constitution.
Just across town and just an hour later, a crowd of several thousand were on hand for Topeka's second big event of the day. In the early 1950s, young Linda Brown went to school here at Monroe Elementary, then an all-black school, now the nation's newest National Historic Site. For many of those attending, the museum's dedication, the anniversary, and President Bush's appearance had great significance. Dee Hudson said she got up early to make the 110-mile trip with a group of friends from Salina, Kansas.
My goodness, why did I decide to come? Because this is the greatest thing that ever happened in the nation, especially for black people. I mean, it just changed the whole old universe.
To get ready for this day, Topeka helped renovate not just the old Monroe School, but also the surrounding neighborhood. The bungalows along Quincy and 17th Street all have fresh coats of paint. Damon Calloway lives in one of the houses.
And the city put a pretty big effort, you know, forward to get everything structurally, you know, fixed up. They gave all the homeowners and landowners grants to fix their houses, get them painted up, and make any repairs they needed. Across the street, all the sidewalks and driveways and all the retainer walls and things like that are new.
At the dedication ceremony, there were dignitaries aplenty, at least three U.S. senators, a governor, several congressmen, two presidential cabinet members, and a Supreme Court justice. For President Bush, it was a time to talk not of politics or Iraq, but of a challenge taken up more than 50 years ago by 13 African-American families who wanted something better for their children.
On this day, in this place, we remember with gratitude the good souls who saw a great wrong and stood their ground and won their case. And we celebrate a milestone in the history of our glorious nation.
On many issues yesterday, President Bush and Senator Kerry found themselves in agreement. 50 years after the Supreme Court decision ruled segregation in the public schools unconstitutional, both men agreed that there's still much work to be done. Greg Allen, NPR News.